All right, joining us this morning in the Main Street Cafe, special of the day, we're going to talk about something near and dear to our heart. Beef.
Oh, yum.
Holly's here from the Beef Producers. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having us.
You brought a guest with you.
Wayne Tepper, president of South Dakota Beef Industry Council.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Welcome to the Main Street Cafe. May is Beef Month.
It is. May is Beef Month, and we want to make sure that we remind everyone to get out to the stores, and if you're looking for that special protein, to please choose beef. We have over 15,000 beef producers in our state, and we want to help support them.
I have a friend that is a bodybuilder, and he has a 10-ounce steak every single morning for breakfast.
Wow.
So he knows what he needs to do to get the good protein, and that's what he's doing.
Good for him.
So that's the key to getting healthy.
Steak for breakfast.
I should be eating a steak every morning.
You should be.
So do you ever get sick of eating beef?
Never.
He said with no hesitation. I tell you, there's nothing better than a big old slab of steak on the grill. What's your favorite piece of steak?
Filet mignon.
Is it?
Of course.
That's good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you ranch?
I actually live in Kimball, South Dakota. I've been an auction market owner for 30 plus years and just retired here about a month ago. So.
Okay. How has the ranching end of it, how's that changed over the past few years?
Well, I think the ranchers have gotten more and more to the idea that we're going to produce a safe, high-quality product. And, they've just gotten more and more particular kind of about what they do and just do a fantastic job.
Holly, I've never asked you, what's your favorite cut of beef?
I honestly, like so many, it's hard to choose. One of my favorite cuts to entertain with is probably a flank steak, and that really is because, you marinate it a little bit. You always got to marinate that flank steak, but when you do that little prep work, put it on a grill, you can slice it real nice and thin and use it in so many different ways for your guests. You can place it on a bed of lovely greens, you can place it on a sandwich, you can put it just on the plate like itself, and you can portion up real nice for people.
And there are lean cuts, too, that are great for if you're looking for that protein and you're doing the weight loss or a special celebration, you can be proud to serve beef on your platter
you
anytime.
You said it. That is
right. Oh,
there's
nothing like roast beef Sunday after church.
I think there's over 65% of the fresh meat cuts that are sold in the meat case are qualified for that government guidelines for leanness. We have over 38 lean cuts today. So, if you have a question on maybe there's a cut you want to try for a grilling event that's coming up, go to beefitswhatsfordinner.com. And on there, there's a butcher counter that you can click on. And it's a wonderful tool because if you're a grocery store and you're like, gosh, I don't know how to use this cut, but it's on sale and it looks really great, search the butcher counter at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Plug in the name of that cut, and it'll tell you how to prepare it, give you recipe suggestions, so you can just grab everything you need.
How much of the beef that's produced in South Dakota is shipped overseas?
I don't know as if we have an accurate percentage of what goes overseas, but, we're really, really excited right now. I don't know if you heard that China's going to open up to us after, what is it, 10 years, Holly,
gosh,
or a long time?
Pretty close.
We're really looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. How can we help the ranchers and the beef producers around the area, other than just go to the store and continue to buy beef?
Right. Well, that's the number one thing. The number two thing is obviously, choose beef when you're any eating experience. And number three, go visit with any local rancher or beef producer in the area. Visit with them. Learn what's going on, and some producers are able to sell some. Some aren't, and it just depends on the producer. But I really think getting to know beef producers a little better and how they run their operations and how much care that they give to those livestock animals and care about what they do and care about the product they serve you is probably one of the best things that you could do, is just to educate yourself a little bit more about that.
What's that website one more time that you were talking about where we can go and get recipes?
A couple things. There's two great websites. Well, actually, there's three. So beefitswhatsfordinner.com is a recipe website, and there's lots of information about beef in addition to recipes there. SDBeef.org is our South Dakota one website. And then if there's any questions about, just modern agriculture production practices, it's factsaboutbeef.com. Great website to go to as well.
Holly, Wayne, thanks you guys for stopping in. We appreciate it.
Thank you for
You're
having
welcome.
Us.